Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roller tactics style old school drum and bass swing stack in Ableton Live 12, and the whole point is to get that forward leaning, jungle rooted, heads down roller feel. This is not about cramming in loads of sounds, it's about groove. It's about where the kick lands, where the snare breathes, how the break shuffles underneath, and how the bass locks into that pocket so the whole thing feels like it's moving on rails, but with a little bit of human swing. Let's set the scene first. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project, and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really good sweet spot for this style because it's fast enough to feel like proper DNB, but not so fast that you can't hear the pocket. Then set yourself up with four tracks, one for the main drums, one for the break layer, one for bass, and one for effects or atmosphere. Keep the loop short at first. Just work in 8 bars. That's important, because when you're learning drum and bass groove, tiny timing decisions make a huge difference. If you can get one loop nodding properly, you've got the heart of the track already. Now let's build the backbone. On your main drum track, load drum rock and place a solid kick on beat 1, then strong snares on beat 2 and beat 4. That classic kick snare structure is your anchor. Don't overcomplicate it yet. The temptation for beginners is always to add more, but in DNB, impact comes from the pocket, not from clutter. A good starting point is a kick with velocity somewhere around 90 to 110, and snares up near 100 to 127. Keep the snare strong and confident. Leave room around it. If the kick and snare are fighting in the low mids, use EQ8 and gently cut some mud around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare feels sharp or pokey, you can tame a little around 3 to 5 kHz. The key idea is to keep this foundation dry, clean, and direct. This is the floor everything else will dance on. Next, we add the old school movement layer. Create a second MIDI track for your break layer and load simplers on it. Drop in a classic brick beat or a chopped break snippet that suits the vibe. If you don't have a famous break, any gritty drum loop can work as long as it has some character. The goal here is not to replace the main drums. The goal is to stack motion on top. Think of the break layer as the shuffle, the ghost energy, the texture, the breathing part. Keep it a little quieter than the main drums. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't mess with your low end. If it needs more attitude, give it a bit of drum bus drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. A little transient boost can help it snap, and if the low end from the break starts clouding things up, pull the boom back. This is where the old school jungle flavor starts showing up. Your main drums are stable, but the break underneath gives that loose, human, slightly unpredictable movement. Now let's bring in Swing the Smart Way. Open the groove pool and drag in a subtle swing groove from Ableton's built-in library. Something around 54 to 58% is a great place to start. You're not trying to make everything drunk. You're trying to create contrast. Apply the groove mainly to the break layer, and maybe to a few ghost hats or percussion hits. Leave the kick and snare backbone mostly straight. That's the trick. Stable main hits, moving support elements. If everything swings the same amount, the groove loses tension. On the groove pool settings, you can try timing around 55 to 70% on the break layer, with a little velocity variation if you want it to feel more alive. Random should stay low. We're going for controlled push-pull, not chaos. Listen carefully here. If the groove feels too lazy, reduce the timing amount. If it feels too rigid, increase it slightly. And don't judge it in isolation forever. Later we'll check it with the bass, because DNB groove only really makes sense when the low end is in the room. Now add the tiny details that make it breathe. Put in some closed hats on offbeats, maybe a few very light percussion hits, and one or two ghost snare taps before or after the main snare. These little notes are huge for the feel. They stop the loop from sounding like a grid and make it sound like a drummer with a pocket. Keep the velocities sensible. Ghost snares can sit around 20 to 50. Hats might live around 40 to 75. The main snare stays loud, the ghost notes stay quiet, and the hats sit in the middle to keep the motion going. If you want a little more swagger, nudge some of these hits slightly late. Just a tiny amount. We want controlled looseness, not sloppy tining. Now for the bass. Create a bass track using Operator or Wavetable. For this lesson, keep it simple. Start with a sine or triangle-based sub in Operator. If you want a bit more attitude, add a second attuned layer in Wavetable for a small Reese edge, but keep it quiet. The sub should be the authority. The Reese should be the shadow. Write a bass line that leaves space. Maybe one note on the first beat, a shorter note before the snare, then a response note after the snare. Think call and response. The bass should answer the drums, not talk over them. That's a big roller mindset. The groove gets heavier when it has space. If you want a little glide or portamento, use a light amount, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. That can help the bass feel like it's sliding through the rhythm. Then use a Q8 or a filter to keep the top controlled, and add a touch of saturator if you need the bass to read better on smaller speakers. Just a little bit of drive can go a long way. Now let's glue the whole thing together. Group your drums into a drum bus and your bass into a bass bus. On the drum bus, try drum bus with a little drive and a bit of transient punch. Keep boom very light or off if the low end starts to get messy. On the bass bus, use utility to keep the low end mono, and use saturator or EQ8 to shape the tone if needed. If the kick and bass are stepping on each other, add a gentle sidechain compressor on the bass bus keyed from the kick. Keep it subtle. In this style, you don't want obvious pumping unless that's the effect you're after. A little movement is enough. We're aiming for groove, not EDM wobble. At this point, listen to the loop with all the layers playing together. This is the moment where you check whether the swing stack is actually working. Mute the break layer. Does the groove still feel good? If it suddenly gets flat, then the break is doing its job. Mute the bass. Does the drum pattern still have a pulse? If yes, the drums are strong. Mute the ghost notes and hats. Does the loop lose its bounce? That means those tiny details are important. This is how you learn to hear what each layer contributes. A good roller groove usually has three different kinds of motion happening at once: the main backbeat, the micro shuffle from hats and breaks, and the bass phrasing reacting to the drums. If all three are doing the same thing, the loop gets crowded. If each one has its own role, the groove opens up. Now let's make it feel like an actual drop. Use automation on small things. Open the bass filter a little in bars 5 through 8. Add a touch more drive to the break layer near the end. Maybe filter the atmosphere down in the first half, then let it open at the drop. You could even add a tiny amount of reverb on a snare send before the transition, then dry it out again on the downbeat. Keep these moves small. In DNB, tiny automation can feel massive because the tempo is so fast. You don't need huge synth sweeps all the time. Often, a subtle change is enough to make the section feel like it's waking up. If the loop starts feeling weak, simplify it. A lot of beginners do the opposite and keep adding layers. But in this style, silence is a rhythmic tool. Sometimes removing one hat or one ghost note makes the entire groove feel stronger. Sometimes shortening a bass note gives the snare more authority. Sometimes the best move is to pull the break down a little and let the backbone speak. Keep checking the loop at low volume too. That's a really good test. If you can still nod your head when it's quiet, the groove is working. If it only sounds good loud, it probably needs better balance. Here are the main mistakes to watch out for. First, don't swing everything too much. Keep the kick and snare steady and let the break and hats carry the looseness. Second, don't make the break too loud. It should support the groove, not replace the main drums. Third, don't let the bass overlap too much with the snare. Leave space. Fourth, don't overdo saturation. A little warmth is great. Too much turns the groove muddy. And finally, don't leave every hit at the same velocity. Groove lives in variation. If you want to push this style a bit darker or heavier, keep a clean sub under a quieter res layer, add a short room reverb only to the ghost percussion, and use filtering to make the bass breathe over time. You can also resample the loop once it starts feeling good, then chop it again for more organic variation later. That's a very old school jungle move, and it works. For your practice session, give yourself 10 to 20 minutes and build one 8-bar roller loop from scratch. Set the tempo, make the kick and snare backbone, add the break layer, apply swing to the break only, add a few ghost notes, write a simple bass pattern, glue it with bus processing, and then loop it while listening at low volume. Ask yourself one question at a time. Is the groove better with this layer, or without it? That's the Rebel lesson here. The Roller Tactics approach is all about building a swing stack, a solid drum backbone, an old-school break layer, ghost note shuffle, and bass phrasing that locks into the pocket without overcrowding it. Keep the kick and snare stable, let the break and hats move, use groove pool subtly, keep the sub clean and mono, and add only small automation moves for tension. If your loop already makes you want to nod before the arrangement even exists, you're doing it right. That's the roller energy. That's the pocket. And that's the foundation you can build a full drum and bass track from.